This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here, the real story behind the stories, the DJD program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here to extrapolate what she can out of what's going on in this crazy world of ours, as is Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen has great comments thinking about what's what. What's the rub? Remember that old expression, here's the rub? What's the rub to simply fixing all of this, to manifest in your mind thoughts or things, and we're all full of, well, we are, I'm not. But a lot, I don't think anybody here is, but there's so much fear-based thinking now. Do you get it, folks? It is as you think it to be. And at the moment, a lot of people think, oh, my God, this is terrible. And what really is going on is, I think this was off the air, we were having this conversation about the cycle of this. From what most people can gather, this is about a 4 or 5 month cycle. And as it started in December in China, with those lying bastards over there not telling us the truth, it seems that it is somewhat subsiding in China now, at least it isn't. But the problem with the numbers that they're saying is that they aren't to be believed, because what do you believe, if anything, that comes out of China? I don't want to throw cold water on the fact that the situation seems to be getting a bit better there. But, you know, the Japanese aren't talking about this either, because they don't want to delay the Tokyo Games. Can you imagine think about the financial hit, though, that's going on. The airlines, folks at American and United yesterday and Delta announcing really sharp cutbacks, especially for international. And if what Trump has said takes effect, you look at the lines over in Europe of people trying to get the heck out of there before. So to kill tourism in Europe, it'll make for our country, you're going to have a great summer tourism-wise, because, again, unless I miss my guess, the disruption will be over by May. But what toll will it take in the next 2 months? I know it's taken a toll on my business, Jennifer, your business, the business of this business. Then you look around at some of the other things, the low mortgage rates. Wow! Look at the line. The number of refinance applications up 80% from the same time last month, the highest level since the recovery right after everything went into the, well, I mean, the recovery didn't start in 2009, didn't start in, actually until 2012, 10, well, maybe 11. But as everything tanked in 2009, number of refis going through the roof, and that has 6 times higher. Think about that. Than it was a year ago, and pretty much double what it was a month ago. So everybody, you don't anybody know? Jennifer, are you going to go for a refi? Yes. You're the only one here who's got a mortgage. Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to try for sure.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you? You get good credit, and you can, why not save some money? Some people are saving as much as 37% on the interest rates if you break it all down. So it's really, I don't know how much of that is being covered. But most of the, I'm looking at the point spread here.
The problem, this though, week, is refi is fine, and that's great for anybody who can do it. But the problem, though, when you look at it economically, even though the mortgage rates are so low, people are not applying for new mortgages, which means they're not buying houses, they're not buying property. And that's a friend of mine's in real estate in New York City, and he said that over the last, you know, couple of years, New York City is kind of an indicator of how the rest of the country is really doing, and stuff is just not moving in New York at all.
Well,
it's really tough.
Really dear friends who lives across the street from me is one of the area's best and biggest retail sales guys, residential side, not the commercial side. His business is through the roof. And part of it, he says, is because People who are going to buy a house anyway are moving faster to do it because now the interest rates are so low. 3.29% for a 30-year fixed mortgage. A 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.79%. That's the average now. And a one-year, well, if you take a five-year with an adjustable, it's a 3.18%.
I have a friend who just put her house up for sale this weekend. 9 offers, the house is sold in 3 days.
It
must just be like where you are then, because even in New Jersey, stuff is just not moving. It's
really
crazy. Like, I'm on the Jersey Shore. I mean, this is usually the time when everybody buys their summer place, and it's just one for sale sign after another, and it's been that way for, you know, 6 months, 8 months, maybe even a year in some places. It's very bizarre.
It is. The whole damn thing is so bizarre. I'm trying to remember what it was like in 2009, and I was so focused on my own business.
It was all foreclosures then.
Yeah, it was a lot of foreclosures. That would not happen in this circumstance because they won't let it happen. And they know they'll go back to where it was and just give people a moratorium, add to whatever it is that the cost of the mortgage is as you
run it through. Well, that's what Bloomberg came under criticism for, the redlining. So he essentially blamed the entire economic collapse on because of the lack of redlining, meaning you're drawing a red line against essentially minorities who couldn't get loans.
And he wasn't wrong about that. I don't think he was wrong about it, frankly. The president of American Airlines has sent the members of, and I think all the other airlines doing the same thing, whether they're being as aggressive. There's a video update in my inbox from American on how they're handling COVID-19. In other words, they have taken video of what they're doing to keep the planes clean. And that's, because we're all, those of us, I fly American pretty much all the time, and the planes are nothing to brag about in terms of cleanliness. So they're trying to turn that around because people who fly, not only there, you can apply that to any of these domestic airlines, and I don't know, maybe the international airlines are the same as the ones that are based elsewhere. The planes are just plain dirty, if you'll pardon the pun. So the ongoing coronavirus situation at American, how they're changing the schedule, how it is. I noticed yesterday I was on, because I haven't taken other trips, I was on the site, and I just checked back for, because I have to go back home again, the 25th. So I just looked at the trip that I had booked last week, and it's $100 cheaper now than it was when I booked it. And you can see that happening all over the place. Yesterday, or the day before, I remember, but it was this week's Spirit, which is an airline that has no reason for being, but yet they've expanded, offering a cross-country trip for $88. That kind of airline is the one that goes down first. The cheap ones go down the tube first. The ones that have been around, the Heritage Airlines, not. But then I went to Americans. It was $90 because I went to the American site to see what an L.A. New York trip was, and the cheapest flight, if you get on the plane a week from today, is $88. So it's $2 cheaper on American, and it is. It's nuts. It is nuts, 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 nuts. But it will continue, I'm guessing, for a couple more months. So you got to grin and bear it. You better hunker down because things are not going to – I don't see things getting a little better or big, especially if people follow suit, like the basketball season is canceled. And then what's going to happen next? No baseball, the season opens, and nobody's in the stands? That's 2 weeks away, right? 2 weeks before the first games. So what's happening there? Business?
Well, the baseball games they're saying that if there are limitations to where baseball games are being played, that they would move them to the visitor stadium. So if it's the Dodgers versus the Kansas City, well, it wouldn't be Kansas City. If it's the Dodgers versus Arizona, they would move Dodgers home opener to Arizona if there are no limitations on crowd. But the NBA has already made this decision. You can't think that the NHL and the baseball are looking at the same thing.
Of course they are. In the latest DJV podcast, we talk about one of the things not being canceled by the coronavirus. The Smurf Festival is going on in France. That's in the current DJV podcast. Plus Harvey Weinstein's email threatening Jennifer Aniston. The story of Harvey Weinstein and what's Weinstein. You told me to pronounce it Weinstein, I think, Victoria, right?
It's Weinstein, yeah.
Weinstein, okay. Anyway, the sentencing and what went on there. Study showing how many consumers shop when they're drunk. That conversation. And lots of other stuff is all part of our review of what's going on. That's the DJV podcast at djvshow.com. You can subscribe to the podcast, the Apple Podcast app, or to Spotify, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, TalkStream Live, iTunes. We are literally everywhere. And you can follow us on social media, too, facebook.com/DJVshow or on Twitter at DJVshow. This is the DJV Show at 16 after the hour.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, some people in the news. Puking Putin. Bad Vlad is setting himself up to be the president of Russia until the year 2036. So let's see. That's 16 years from now. He has proposed a constitutional amendment that allows him to stay. And so if you don't vote for him, he's going to shoot you. So I'm guessing this is going to probably...
It'll pass.
Pass pretty handily. If there's any opposition, see you all later. The Constitutional Court has to decide this. If it's approved, the public will get to vote on it. Yeah, that'll be good. Right now, presidents in Russia can serve 2 6-year terms, but there's no limit on total terms. So you get out for... what did he do? He became prime minister for a couple of years, right? And then he went back in again. So he's
found
been
a
there.
Loophole, right?
Yes, yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. 67 years old now. So he had 16 years. So that'd be 83 when 2036 comes along. The government resigned, remember, in January after he proposed amendments that would transfer power from the presidency to the parliament, weakening his successor. So that's okay. He wants total, unvarnished control of everything. And I'm betting that he'll get it. What do you bet? And then somebody sooner or later is going to bump him off. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
Music, music, music time. 23 after the hour on the DJV program. So let's see what we have up our sleeve here. Beatles, 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 Beatles. Director Peter Jackson's eagerly awaited The Beatles Get Back, which is a new documentary on the band during its final year, going to be released in September, and it'll go into the theaters. This would be cool. All this has been taken from 55 hours of footage shot in early 69 as the Beatles were recording what would become Let It Be. And the film includes never-before-seen footage and audio from all those sessions, including behind-the-scenes clips from the band's 1969 rooftop concert in London. It's going to be a blast, man. This will be a real blast. The movie, according to Jackson, is the ultimate fly-on-the-wall experience that Beatles fans have been long dreaming about. It's like a time machine, transporting us back to 69. We get to sit in the studio watching these four friends make all this great music together. Get Back also aims, it seems, to elaborate on the original Let It Be movie, which came out in 1970, taken from the same recording sessions. Critics said at the time the film amounted to a documentation of the Beatles' fragmented relationship. Ringo is said to be pleased with the new movie, recently telling a friend that he appreciated that it didn't make it seem as if the band was fighting all the time during the period. It's just not true, he said. And I've heard that from many, many people, that it was just, they just decided they want to go
into
the
better
direction.
Story to just say, yeah. Oh, they were fighting so much and drama, yeah, and, you know, but...
Yeah. Blame it on Yoko. There were hours and hours of just laughing and playing music, not at all like the version that came out back then. This is Ringo's take on it. There was a lot of joy, and I think Peter will show that. I think this version will be a lot more peace and loving, like we really were. Harrison, George Harrison's wife, Donnie.
No, his son, George, Danny.
His son,
Danny,
okay.
Harrison, yeah.
That was, what's his wife's name? I can't remember now. Danny is his
Patty?
Name, right? Yeah, maybe.
That's the wife.
Yeah. I think you're right. Said that I recently attended a screening of the movie, was overwhelmed comparing it to the way Jackson treated World War I footage in his film, They Shall Not Grow Old. It is so ridiculously amazing looking. I could see John Lennon's fillings. I emailed Peter yesterday. He said, this is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. So something to look forward to. Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Something really, really good. So that's the story on that
Disney
documentary.
Disney picked it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Disney's going to release it September, yeah. So it'll be fun.
Justin Bieber going to perform at the Kids' Choice Awards program just around the corner. I wonder if that's going to take place or is that going to
be... It got canceled, by the way.
It did.
Oh, yesterday. It did overnight? Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, so there's no point to this. What's
this
the
stuff
latest?
I think it's so just quickly.
It's rescheduled, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll push it back. Because all the kids need to get slimed and Bieber. So yeah. They'll still have it at some
point.
Yeah,
I will. I don't normally watch this stuff, but if Bieber is going to get slimed, I like Bieber.
What does
but
it
I
mean,
still
be
like
slimed? I don't, what does that mean?
Slime they drop from the ceiling. It's a
oh, really?
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, Nickelodeon has always had slime.
Sounds like a page out of Ellen DeGeneres' game show.
Well, no, Ellen DeGeneres takes a page out of Nickelodeon's game show.
Oh,
they've been doing it
for going on for 30 years.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
It all started with You Can't Do That on Television, actually. It was a show
correct.
On Nickelodeon years ago.
Yep.
Really? So a trendsetter, in other words, sort of.
They used to make green slime shampoo, too. So kids could be at home and slime themselves in the shower.
Really? How did I miss that?
I don't know. Your kids know this.
Really?
Ask your kids about it. They'll totally know. Yeah.
I can imagine Brendan doing it. I can't imagine Megan doing it at all. I can imagine if I get some for Miles, him doing it and having a great time with it. Can you still get this stuff?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, probably on eBay for like $5,000.
Really?
CVS probably yeah. still has it. Yeah, the yeah. drugstore.
Green slime shampoo. I'm making a note to myself right now. Green slime. And you think you can get it at CVS?
Yeah, or the drugstore, anyone. Okay. Target.
All right.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Airlines scrambling to implement President Trump's new coronavirus travel restrictions, which he announced last night. The president saying he will sharply restrict travel to the U.S. from more than two dozen European countries in light of the outbreak, which has been labeled a pandemic now by the World Health Organization. Actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson have disclosed they're suffering from the virus.
Hanks said they were in Australia and felt tired with colds, body aches, and slight fevers. They were then tested and confirmed the virus. The 63-year-old actor said they will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires.
That's correspondent Wendy King. Also, because of the outbreak, the NBA has announced it is suspending the rest of its season until further notice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get at it here again, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Looking around at the various states, my friend Mr. Bailey out in Roseburg, Oregon, sent me a note about what the Oregonians are doing. The governor has said all gatherings of over 250 people banned starting immediately for at least the next 4 weeks. The same guidance for schools there. So that's, you know, there's a lot of action steps, and the politicians and bureaucrats are going to have to, you know, somehow or other get on the same page. There's a lot of disorganization to this because it's something that's new. New rules, new situations, new realities, but it isn't going to last. I'm just looking at some of the other things, the long-term care assisted living facilities, limitations by the Board of Health as to the number of people who can come in. And I wonder if it wouldn't make sense at these, you know how that they have those guns when you go into some big event now or into restaurants and stuff. Didn't we have something we were talking about the other day? There's some kind of a little gun you point at somebody's forehead and you can tell what their temperature is.
Yeah, they're using it at Chinese restaurants in L.A. Chinese restaurants in New York City are empty, no joke. Yeah.
Why only Chinese restaurants?
Because that's where the virus came from. China.
Well, in the Chinese restaurants in New York, come on. That's pretty silly.
I'm just saying that's what's happening. No one's going to Chinese restaurants.
But don't you find that, I mean, it's almost, there's a smirk that goes with that, I guess. Maybe every restaurant should do the same thing. Although, can you imagine doing that in a fast food joint? If somebody that's going to a McDonald's and some guy's pointing a gun at you to see, you know, whether you got a temperature or not. I don't know how practical. Well, listen, everybody's going to take shots trying to get into the National Association of Broadcasters has canceled their annual show, which takes place every year in April. Gonzo. Well, what are they going to do? Have it later? You know, you get much later than that. People don't want their schedules disrupted because of the weather. So they want to go on vacation. And then people say, well, where are we going to go on vacation this year? Everything is topsy-turvy.
It's like the St. Patrick's Day Parade has been officially canceled in New York City, but they say that they're going to just postpone it. So it's like, well, who wants to celebrate St. Patrick's Day later?
17th of May.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's not the same vibe.
No.
Not at all. You had green slime, maybe. You get that and throw it around. That's a good thing for...
Well, they get 2 million spectators for the parade every year, so I guess they figured if they cancel it, it's saving 2 million people from possibly getting infected.
Right. So does anybody really know what the travel ban is? It earlier? They have guidelines. There were some suggestions in that, in the Oval Office speech about banning travel from Europe. Is that us going there or them coming here?
Both,
or
I think,
the planes
right.
going both directions. So they're just going to stop flying once they get everybody out of there.
It doesn't include England or Ireland right now. So,
well, the Irish have no problem with this at all.
No, they do. The schools are closed. Yeah, they do.
Oh, really?
My godmother and her boyfriend are thinking of going to their house in France because they want to get out of Ireland because there are so many cases now in Ireland. It's
what about
everywhere.
France?
This is everywhere, and it's going to be in France too. So, you know, they have a vacation house on an island in, off the coast of France, and so that's where they want to go. But then you're just on an island with everyone who's going to have it anyway. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, but no, schools are closed. My little cousins are at home. It's the same thing everywhere, really.
So do you have any numbers, Victoria? Although we don't believe them because, as I've said, every time we go over the numbers, whether they're important or not, the Chinese numbers are 40 times whatever they're telling us. So
the numbers
80,000 cases in China.
121. Here's the latest number: 100 global cases, 121,098 cases, and 4,366 deaths. That's the latest number that I'm seeing. But again, we don't know if China's lying or not. Who knows? And it's in every. There are cases in. Iceland doesn't. Greenland has none. I'm looking at the map of the coronavirus. Greenland's safe. Most of Africa is safe, and pretty much all of Central and South America now have reported cases. So
I'm looking at this guy, Doctor, this fellow here in Los Angeles that's on all the radio stations, trying to set the record straight. The lethal. Is it lethal? Not lethal. What are the numbers? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He says the mortality for seasonal flu is 0.1%, 0.1%. The mortality for the virus is about 2 to 2.5%. But that's what people are, that's, he said that's what people are saying, but it's probably closer to 1. So it's still 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu. That's the thing, but how many people get it? And what goes down the pike? It's just, I mean, when you look at the numbers that way, you realize how impactful the regular flu is. If only 0.1% of people who have the flu die, and so far this year over 13,000 Americans have died of the regular flu. Wow, how many people have got the flu?
Isn't the flu considered a pandemic?
No, why? Isn't it?
Right.
Because every year.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah, I mean, last year, 76,000 Americans died of the flu. And how many Americans have died so far of this thing? What, 14 or something?
It's a higher percentage for the, I mean, only...
I get that, but...
I don't know. Is the flu in every different country all over the world?
It's not in South America. They're not doing anything other than Australia. We see what happened with Tom Hanks and his wife. Did they bring it with them, though? That's the question.
Well, I meant the flu, because the reason the coronavirus is a pandemic is because it's all over the world.
Now, that's
what
good question.
Actually makes it a pandemic.
I think the flu's everywhere.
Yeah, me too. I think so. Well, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have both tested positive. The Australian government believes that they either contracted it on the plane on the way to Australia, or they had it already and just didn't have symptoms until they got there, so that they caught it somewhere in California. And so his movie set, he's filming that Elvis biopic where he's playing Colonel Tom Parker. That's been shut down. The Riverdale TV show on the CW, that's been shut down.
That shot in Australia?
No, that's actually shot in, I want to say, Vancouver.
Yeah.
Is that Vancouver or L.A.?
Vancouver. Carol,
somewhere in Canada. I think it's if that's where they film all the stuff in Canada, then it's Vancouver, yeah.
Yeah, and so Vancouver's got a big cluster of outbreak, too. So I think we'll probably end up seeing,
I talked to my pal Tucker, who's up there filming that, he's the lead in the new NBC show, Debris, and he said they're going to be done in a couple of weeks with a pilot, that it'd take them about a month to get it all done.
Well, if somebody shows up on that set testing positive, they're going to shut it down, because that's how they're handling all this. My friend works for a private equity firm in the city, and someone in her office tested positive, and like the whole building, no one's allowed in the building until April.
Really?
So every other
and then the Olympics. We've been talking about all the sports things that are shutting down. The Olympics. What happens if that gets kicked off? All these athletes that have been working all this length of time, and they put it off for 2 years, and what does that do to the cycle of things? Why would they put it off for 2 years? I guess there are more questions. Well, every time we come up with something, there are more questions about what we come up with than there are answers at this point, because it's something that hasn't really been around for a while, at least taken this way. You go back to the SARS thing, which was the most recent prior to this, and you can go back. There was something 10 years before that, and there was something...
Well, and there's so much bad information, because everybody uses social media, and everybody watches the news.
Yep, you're right.
Every day it's a different story. There needs to be... And that's why I just started going to the CDC website, because at least you have one consistent message.
Yeah,
but they're a bunch of bureaucratic blockheads. Most of them, they don't have the courage they were born
with. But at
least
you have one story. Otherwise, if you're looking at social media, you're watching... some people say, oh, it's no big deal. Some people say, oh, it's the worst thing ever.
Here's what I saw yesterday, Jennifer. Simple self-check that we can do for ourselves every morning. So everybody listen up to this. This is what has been provided by, if you want to take their word for it, the experts in Atlanta. I think the CDC is in Atlanta. Take a deep breath and hold your breath for 10 seconds. If you complete it successfully without coughing, without any discomfort, without any stiffness, no tightness, it proves there is no fibrosis in the lung, which is what will kill you. The fibrosis is what causes or is tantamount to pneumonia. There's no infection if you can do all of those things. So self-check every morning in some place that has clean air. That sounds like pretty good advice. The Japanese doctors that are treating this say everybody should ensure their mouth and throat is moist, never dry. Take a couple of sips of water every 15 minutes. Even if the virus gets into your mouth, drinking water or any liquid will wash them down through your esophagus into your stomach, and your stomach acid will kill the virus. You don't want it to get into your windpipe or into your lungs. That's where the danger is. So the more water you drink, I've found myself, when I'm on the air here, I actually have a concoction of lemonade, and there's some ginger in my drink that I have, and tea. And but I'm always drinking. I always want my mouth to be moist. But I think more you can drink anything. But doesn't that make so much sense?
Where is this coming from? Because this is literally the only advice that I have heard, besides washing your hands, that makes any sense. That's a practical application that everyone can do. So props to you for actually delivering useful information, because I didn't get anything from the president. I haven't gotten much from the CDC.
I don't get anything. But it is practical.
That was not getting.
Where did you get that? Because my dad gave me the same information yesterday. Did you guys both get an email?
Well, we both were. Was it yesterday we were together or the day before?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think. I'm trying to figure out where it was. Hold on just a second, and I will find...
Because he gave me the same one yesterday.
Did he really?
I'm curious, yes.
You know what? I pulled it off of a website yesterday afternoon that I was looking at. Hold on just a second, and I'll...
This is information I need to send to my mom, because my mom is considered to be very high risk, and so she's got lung issues, and she's diabetic.
Just tell her what I just told you.
Yeah.
Swallow the stuff. I'm sure if you Google Japanese doctors and COVID, you'll come up with the same thing, but I will look for that source, but I think if you just Google that, I'll do that for in the next minute or two as well. Well, I'm going to remind you first, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is all over the place. His updates on the coronavirus, part of the most recent Good Day Health podcast that you can get at gooddayhealthshow.com and also on the Apple Podcast app and Spotify and Stitcher. I go through these all the time, but I want to remind you that DJV and some of the other things that I do, like Good Day Health, American Family Farmer, Your Hidden Power, all are available every week at these various sites, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, TalkStream Live, iTunes. And if you want to listen to the podcast that I do outside of the DJV program, you can catch up because it's all practical knowledge, certainly the medical stuff from Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. Coronavirus explained by Jack with the two strains, the one that's milder, and then there's another that is much more serious. The milder one has affected 80% of the people who have it diagnosed. Last time there was a problem with this sort of thing in 2009, there were about 17,000 Americans who died in that SARS situation. Remember that? So we'll go through the numbers, talk about that, catch it all. It's a quick listen at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Now, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? Healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. Healthiq.com/easy.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Moving into another corner with Dr. Ken, this is Ask Dr. Ken, a weekly feature here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology with the focus on fish oil and what happens if we know that fish oil is good for the heart. The question is it good for other things like your kidneys, your organs? Is there a roundup of info where you can suggest that people who have various problems, Ken, might be helped by using fish oil, some of the really good, strong, reliable ones?
Well, I recommend getting your fish oil naturally from fish. And there have been reports, besides the heart and the brain, that it is helpful for, but certainly with arthritis, it's been reported it's good for your skin, your hair, your joints, even your eyes. So clearly this is a very healthy product, but before you start taking this in pharmaceutical prescription levels, talk to your doctor. But I certainly encourage people to have a serving of oily fish several times a week. I try myself at least 5 days a week to have a serving of oily fish.
All right. Somebody wants to know if you've ever used CBD oil. We all know it's an outgrowth of hemp. There is a bill actually before Congress to create a reality where hemp is actually 1%, not 0.03%. Hemp would be considered, if it's over that, it's considered cannabis. And so they're trying to expand a little bit on that because people, it's hard to grow the stuff. And does it make a difference whether it's 0.03% or 1%? I don't know whether it does. I can't tell you that. I'm not an expert. I am going to try to get a lot of farmers in Massachusetts to grow hemp once they figure out how to get it processed and out of the state. But this person just wants to know whether you've taken CBD oil, what you think of it, why is it so popular, you know, sort of an overview of CBD. But I am curious, too, whether you've used it for anything internally or externally.
Well, let's first talk about what people are suggesting with this hot item where it may help. You know, people are saying it can relieve pain. It could reduce anxiety and depression. It can alleviate cancer-related symptoms. It may reduce acne. What else do people suggest? It may provide neuroprotective properties, it could benefit heart health, and there's several other potential benefits people talk about: antipsychotic effects, substance abuse treatment, anti-tumor effects, diabetes prevention. However, these are all in the early stages, and for me, you know, I like evidence. I don't want to be, unless it's a matter of life and death, I don't want to be an early user because I don't know what the potential complications of all of this usage is. And I don't think anyone yet knows. There have been some side effects identified so far. It's usually tolerated okay, but there's been diarrhea, fatigue, changes in appetite and weight, and these things can also interact with some medications, so you have to talk to your doctor or pharmacist about this, and I'm just waiting for more studies to be done so we know about its safety, its effectiveness. Sometimes these things can also cause liver toxicity. So just be careful about being an early adopter.
All right. Next up is the diet that you recommend. I know you talk about Mediterranean diet. This person wants to know about the so-called longevity diet, wondering whether this is a good way to get rid of. This person read something about stubborn weight loss. We get older, it's really hard, or much harder to lose the weight than it was when we were younger. So I know you like, maybe you're just going to go there and not worry about the longevity diet, but the way to lose weight and keep it off, that's what people want to know.
Well, I think the longevity diet, what most people think about that is that you're trying to reduce calories, yet consume foods rich in nutrients, and this helps slow down the aging process. And, again, I think that just use common sense. I think the most well-studied, Doug, the most well-studied diet is the Mediterranean diet. And so I don't think you really need to look for anything else. Just
other than
the Mediterranean diet is fine. You just need to know how many calories for you need to get to the weight you want. And a doctor who's interested in prevention or a dietitian easily could calculate that individually for you based on your height and your activity.
That's the story. Dr. Ken, who's a preventive cardiologist, practices at Lake Cardiology, Honduras, Florida. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.